We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Well, hi, everybody. It's time for another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. I'm John Warren, along with Mike Parker. Mike had a chance to sit down with Beaver football coach Jonathan Smith and get caught up on what's going as we get ready for spring practice coming up. The Beaver Sports Podcast is brought to you by Hom Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Beaver Nation, fizzy delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, all organic ingredients. Hom Kombucha. And by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game. Stay to play. And lacrosse boots. Done right since 1897. It's the Beaver Sports Podcast. Let's check in now with Mike Parker and Beaver football coach Jonathan Smith.
Coach Smith, spring ball starting next week. It's a third year for you with a lot of momentum and buzz around the program. It just feels like an exciting time, and I'm sure you, your staff, all back, really looking forward to getting on the field again.
Yeah, and we're always looking forward to spring practice, and I do feel like we got, you know, some momentum going. Feel great about headed into year three and what we've been able to kind of build and lay a foundation on, and now we got to continue some work to continue to get better. Spring ball is the perfect time to do it in regards to just individual improvement. Focusing on our schemes, our players, not worried about an opponent to play. And that's why I really always enjoyed spring ball.
You won't have your full complement. Rarely does any team have that luxury, but you have some key guys that you hope to have ready to roll come fall camp and into next year. Jordan Whitley, Jeremy Reichner, Nathan Eldridge, Isaiah Dunn, Anjay Hughes, Murray, Addison Gum. So we won't see them necessarily, but all those guys I mentioned, Coach, they still figure in your plans for the upcoming season.
Oh, there's no question. I think, yeah, there's always lingering issues of injury from the fall, or, you know, these guys are working really hard in the weight room and, you know, a hamstring gets strained or things of that nature. And so, you know, we'll get a few of those guys maybe at the last half of spring ball, and you're always dealing with that. But it's also a great opportunity for others to continue to get more and more reps. And that's what the emphasis of spring is, everybody getting turns, development of young players, and fine-tuning some things for veterans.
You have a Beaver Combine, the second annual, coming up this Friday morning. The linemen at 8 a.m., big skill at 9 a.m., skill at 10 a.m., open to the public in the Truax Indoor Center. And that's not just for show. I mean, is this to kind of see what kind of work the guys have done and what kind of shape they're in? You'll be measuring some things.
Yeah, we've really been taking this whole week and maxing and measuring in the weight room and some lifts, and then Friday will be really exactly what the NFL Combine looks like in regards to, you know, running a 40 and high jump and all those things. And these guys have been working toward this since really the start of January to kind of show the progress they've made. I know our guys enjoy it, to go out and test and see where they're at. And so should be a good time where, yeah, everyone's welcome to come check it out and see these guys fly around.
When we talk about 10 for 10 and coach retention, we talk about the position coaches on the field, but you're also, we could add the whole, I don't know if it's everybody in the weight room staff, but Coach Mack, Mike McDonald, the work he's done. What can you see, Jonathan? I know you'll measure specific things with specific guys, but when you look at bigger, faster, stronger, the physicality and so on, now from the day you walked in under Mack's leadership, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, huge strides. I mean, from day one, to, you know, 3 years ago, to where we're at now, and he's elite in regards to getting, you know, faster, stronger, more explosive, also on the injury prevention end in regards to getting these guys in the proper shape and being aware of what we're asking of their bodies. But I also think he does a great job in really getting our culture started down there in regards to doing it together, work ethic, on time, all together. That part has been a huge piece of this, you know, the foundation we laid the first year and how we've been able to build on that, starting with our strength staff.
Coach, is there when you talk about hunger and the culture, you guys took such a big jump in year two and came this close, so close to having that bowl game opportunity again. Are guys motivated by how close you got, knowing that there's still another step to take? Do you feel like the hunger, the culture, the drive? You see it collectively.
Yeah, I feel like guys are very hungry to improve on last year. I think they're very aware that every year is new, and every year you got to be able to put in the work to accomplish what you want to. And so I think there's some added confidence we've had off of some of the things we were able to accomplish in regards to winning some games last year, but understanding that there's still a lot of work to do to achieve what we want this next fall.
Is there a position group where in a media setting you were asked, and the first thing, you know, kind of, I don't know if it's knee-jerk response top of mind, but you started with the offensive line. There are three guys who played a lot of football for you that have moved on. Do you kind of, you know, begin there and build outwards in terms of answers you're looking for in certain position groups?
Yeah, you know, I mean, every group you're trying to, you know, improve, add depth, recognize kind of who can help you contribute, maybe be a starter type contributor. But I just look at the old line with what you mentioned, three guys started for us last year, no, not currently here, and so that's three open opportunities for guys needing to step in and go, which is, you know, typical college football. You're always transitioning, guys are graduating, moving on, and so you're playing some new players, and we've got some good young players, and so I'm excited to see that group work this spring.
Elsewhere offensively, Coach, we don't have time to get into every player competing at every position, but the rest of the group in terms of tight ends, running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, I mean, what are your thoughts just about the way you've built the roster, recruited to it, developed players as you head into this spring camp?
Yeah, I think we got some skills on the perimeter and receiver depth, and multiple guys can be counted on to, you know, to make some plays for us. And then we got some newcomers in that group. The running back position, you always need some depth there. Obviously, Jamar's coming back, and BJ had some huge carries for us. But Calvin Tyler continued to add to that mix. And Teron Madison, even Mikey Alvarez was injured last year, played the previous year a little bit. So we got some depth there. And then I think it's going to competition in the quarterback room. Obviously, Tristan has some experience. Tristan has the experience of what he dove into during the fall preparing himself, which I think is going to pay dividends for him. The way he prepared throughout the fall, week in and week out, I think that that sets him up for having a great spring. But he's got some guys pushing him with Chance and Ben and Nick and Jackson being in the room.
Chance, of course, is intriguing to everyone. How does he intrigue you as a coach? Why did he, you know, get onto your radar? Why are you excited about Chance Nolan being in the program?
Yeah, you know, watching his tape, I'd kind of describe him as a point guard. You know, he's got some athleticism to move around, always keeps his eyes up, distributes the ball, finds the open guy, can make all the throws. But I think he's got a skill set that I'd describe, like a point guard who can, you know, push the floor when he needs to, see, have vision, make the timely, accurate pass. I think that's why we're looking forward to working with Chance and seeing all that.
I want to flip to the defense in a moment, but while we're talking about the quarterback position, a guy that threw 28 touchdowns, was only picked three times last year, is in this week, we talk about your own combine coming up Friday. Jake Luton and Isaiah Hodgins are in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. That's a big-time opportunity for them, Coach. What about the work those guys did here in this program, what they meant to the program and to you and to the team, and just how you're pulling for them in this week as they go forward in their careers?
No question. You know, just really proud of them for what they were able to accomplish here and really contribute to this football program. And so those guys got bright futures. I know they'll represent us well. They'll do well for themselves, not only just this week, get into the pro day we'll have here in March, and then into the draft, and then into an NFL roster and do well. So we're excited to follow them. And again, we're challenged now to find replacements for them.
Yeah, I don't know what measurables mean to you, but Jake, of all the quarterbacks at the combine, measured to have the biggest hands, what does that mean? I mean, Kyler Murray, I think, had the smallest in a recent combine, so I don't know how big of a piece that is. But Jake does bring some physical tools now, right?
Well, there's no question. And I'm sure that hand size contributed to being really accurate with the ball. When we were able to protect him, he was able to place the ball on time where it was supposed to be. And maybe that was a factor in having some larger hands.
Now, and Isaiah, final thought on him. So productive. How do you see an NFL team in the right situation with him? How can he be effective at that next level?
Well, I think he's just proven he's done it at this level. Now, if you can do it consistently like he did at this level in the Pac-12 conference, you've got a great chance to, you know, get an opportunity at the professional level and then work. And if he finds the right fit schematically, which that's what those experts do, they draft what they want for their particular offenses or defensive schemes. He'll land at a good spot and no one will outwork him. And he'll take advantage of every opportunity he gets.
Speaking of opportunities, there's 15 of them coming up. We've already touched a little bit on the offensive side. This spring, on the other side, and the big strides you made, the numbers show it across the board in terms of the jump you made. But Coach Tibisar and Trent Bray, whom we'll talk about here in a moment, all of the coaches on the defensive side, you want that to roll over again in terms of improvement. So from a position group standpoint, how do you feel you're set going into year three?
Yeah, each side of the ball, but really impressed with kind of the strides we made defensively from year one to year two, and really counting on a similar strides being made from year two to year three. Feel awesome about, you know, Coach Tibisar and Coach Bray and really the others in that defensive staff, the work they've done, the consistency they've had over 2 years, headed into 3 years now. And we've got some returning players. We've got some depth on that side of the ball, you know, and counting not just if you're a freshman or younger guy to really develop in spring ball, everybody charging the fifth-year senior to make improvements in his game, and we're going to need that because it should be competitive. You look at our outside linebacker, inside linebacker positions, defensive line, we've got some depth. We've added some new guys to a secondary that has some guys that have played a good amount, should have competition in every group that will only make everyone better.
Coach, on the back end, final thing on defense. The back-end additions that you made all seem to fit a physical descriptive bill for the most part, long and athletic in the back end, getting that way anyway. What are your thoughts about the people you're bringing in to compete in this camp and next year?
Yeah, we got some new players that do have some length, Alton Julian and Jonathan Riley, Rajon Wright coming in April, which we wanted to have to really complement. When you're trying to cover guys, there's benefits to having some length. We need to have larger numbers in the secondary because you play so much what we describe as nickel, which really means there's five DBs on the field. And to do that, you got to have some depth. And so those pieces, along with the guys that we do have returning, the opportunities for all of them to take a step in their game, I think it's going to only benefit us.
And finally, in a big picture, when you made such improvements in all phases last year, but in an off season for you and the coaches, what do you do? I mean, do you study minutely every tape? Are you open to other ideas? How do you go about tweaking, adjusting, and trying to find ways as coaches to implement some maybe new schemes and ideas? I mean, is that just always part of the process?
It is. I mean, there's so much going on with the recruiting thing, but you are spending a good amount of time studying yourself, see what kind of tendencies and what we did well, what we didn't, what do we need to keep doing but improve on. You're always looking to then on other people, who's doing some things that are, you know, nice fits to what we do schematically, because there's always great ideas. You can turn on anybody across this country and see what they're doing on one side of the ball or the other, and pick up some things. Then you're getting face to face even with other coaches, not just in college ball, but shoot, the NFL, we're having conversations. So you're always looking ways to advance, be on the cutting edge, and our coaches have done a great job of that.
Coach, do you, as a I've broadcasted games for a long time. I listen or watch a game, and I'll hear a phrase, oh, that's how he describes the dribble drive or the penetrate and kick or a post-corner route or whatever else. You hear how it's described by other people in the profession you're in. Is almost, when you watch a game, even a – is your mind always active? Is a notepad always handy? I mean, you'll rewind something and say, well, how did they cover that? Yeah, I mean, are you always kind of in that mode?
Yeah, when you're watching the football, for me, very rarely I'm just a fan. Like, I do. Whether even just like situations or how you're handling it or what they're running against that coverage or they're blitzing more on this down a distance, you're always analyzing it, and you can. This day and age, with the ability to tape things, rewind, you just got so much access to be improving what we're doing schematically. Yeah.
Coach, the last two things here. We mentioned Trent Bray. I wanted to get back to him. Outstanding coach and player. I've been around Trent his whole career and have admired him and how good he is at what he does. And yet you've given him a title. He's assistant head coach, and it's not just a throwaway title. Well, we'll apply this now to Trent. With it comes an idea that this is an outstanding coach that has a chance to, in his own craft, to grow even more.
No question. And then, Trent's been around it a long, long time, different places, different coaches. So he's got a wealth of kind of wisdom of this business, and I wanted to continue to tap into that more, add some responsibility of leadership and being in on decisions, whether it's programmatic, schedule, discipline, roster management. And so I just felt like he's continued, just being around him now, so impressed the 2 years with him, that he's well-deserving of adding some responsibility.
And you've added to running backs coach Michael Petrie's plate. He's the running backs coach and the recruiting coordinator. What does that mean in your world to be Oregon State's recruiting coordinator? Well, what will that mean for Coach Petrie?
He'll, again, have a larger voice in our recruiting operation. We do have a lot of what we describe as off-field coaches or off-field people that are in that department, and I just wanted to have a strong voice from the 10 full-time coaches, and Mike's done that before. So he'll be in the loop and help in setting the direction of how we're recruiting, who we're recruiting, and when, where, and why of all of that.
You still have an opening, from what I understand, for, quote, director of recruiting. When you talk about off-field guys in different roles, that's a big one, isn't it? I mean, do you comb through? I mean, are you looking at somebody soon to fill that role, and how important is that role, director of recruiting?
Yeah, I think every role is important. We do have some pieces in place and people that have done a great job, with Derek Ray being the director of player personnel now, and Mike Dock adding the director of on-campus recruiting, which is a huge role. You get so many visitors now, not just when we bring them on official recruiting visits. We get so many unofficial visitors, a huge part of it. So those two guys I've done a great job, and then with an additional spot, we're continuing to pursue. Got a lot of interest in the position, and looking for someone to bring in some fresh ideas, maybe from the outside, that'll fit Oregon State.
And we close with the reopening of the SPC, P. Wayne Valley Sports Performance Center. So just kind of a final thought from you, Jonathan, about the trajectory of the program. We've touched on momentum, but that's a big piece over there that I know you're excited about. The players seem to be too. So that is kind of a baseline. What else do you kind of see and excited about the future as the facilities continue to be competitive in this tough league?
Yeah, I do. They did a great job on the Valley Football Center when I got back here. And then we kind of identified early on that the weight room could need just an upgrade. And so appreciate Scott Barnes and all the efforts that went into that and raising the money of some generous donors. And then now being able to use the place being completed, it's a game changer for us. They did an awesome job. It's first class, more space, top of the line equipment. access to the practice field, the the fuel station in regards for all our nutrition needs going on. I mean, it's just a huge upgrade. And I think that's what we're always about, is just finding ways to improve, get better, stay on the cutting edge, whether we're talking about facility, scheme, coaching staff, weight room, academics. And then it's been fun to be a part of for a couple of years here.
Certainly has been, Coach. So fun to have you back here. Your Fiesta Bowl team will be honored during the 2020 season. You'll have a lot on your plate that weekend, but it's these are good times that kind of recreate what you know Oregon State has been, what it can be again, and you guys are in the process of doing all of that. It's been fun to watch. Thanks for taking time for us, Coach, as always.
Yeah, always good to see you.
Jonathan Smith, this week's guest on our Beaver Sports Podcast.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast here on the Beaver Sports Network. Glad to have you along. Again, I'm with the baseball team down here in San Diego after last night's big win, 13-1 over San Diego State. The Beavers getting ready for three more games this weekend. The first home stand is next weekend when the Beavers take on UC Santa Barbara, and that is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend. So join us for that as the team is now on a modest little two-game winning streak. We'll see what happens tonight. That'll do it for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel good, taste good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.